I'm doing Jason.
Good morning, Jason. It's Amy Nelson with Local Slash. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Amy. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I hope you've had a good week so far.
Oh, so far, so good. Hey, you know, I think you're calling at just the right time. Hold on a sec, Amy.
Okay.
Amy.
Oh, okay.
But not the Amy you think. This is Amy from Local Club. Remember I was telling you about that Google thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the lady that pitched it to me after I clicked the button volunteering to be pitched to. Amy, this is Aaron.
Hello, Amy, with a pitch.
You guys are a lot of fun. It's Amy with the I-E, so it's A-M-I-E. It's not your regular Amy.
Oh, okay. I am Aaron with an I-E. No, I'm not really, but...
All right. So did you guys get an opportunity to discuss anything, or do you want me to kind of take it from the top?
Here, I'm going to have you take it from the top here so Aaron can hear, because I just play telephone with him. So.
Gotcha.
All right,
what's
your song and dance?
So Google Guarantee, do you know anything about it so far, Aaron?
Just what Jason has told me, that Google guarantees that we get all of Google's business and we build all their fences.
All of them. Every fence in the whole world. All of them. They all come to you. Absolutely.
What a coincidence. That's been my mission statement for about 16 years.
Oh, man. So Google Guarantee is at the very top of a Google search. It's a guarantee. You would be a guaranteed provider for the Google Guaranteed section. So these companies that are up here, they're tried and true. They've passed background check. They've gone through the application process. The upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get your company completely background checked and completely Google Guarantee approved. And the process for that maximum time takes 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, but I do have to let you know what the terms and conditions state. When I spoke with Jason, he assured me that you both can pass a background check, no felonies in the last 7 years.
No felony ever for me.
Well, that's good. That's good, but Google does honor, you know, understand that sometimes people have made mistakes. As long as they're older than 7 years, then they do go ahead and consider you for Google Guarantee. Now, once you guys are completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per lead is at $40 a lead per qualified lead with a minimum monthly budget of $522 for 13 leads. So what would happen is you would go pay the $250, do the application, we process the application. It may be ready in 2 weeks, it may be ready in 4 weeks, it may be ready in 6 weeks. Whenever the Google Guarantee is ready to go live, we're going to contact you and we're going to say, okay, guys, we're ready to go live with the ads, and list you in the most coveted section on the first page of Google at the top in the Google Guarantee. And then we're going, if you're ready to go ahead and turn those leads on, you're going to pay the $522 for the 13 lead budget. Now, if it's left at idle, it's not touched, you don't increase lead flow, you don't pause it, it's going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week. And per qualified lead, that $40 would come off of that budget of $522. Now, your next question is, what is a qualified lead? Great question, guys. Qualified lead is Google has a specific criteria that considers the lead qualified. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, it's automatically not charged to your account. And how that is done is because you are assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number that rotates so nobody can do call through or click through on your ad. Additionally, AI is listening to each and every single one of those phone calls for authenticity purposes. So if it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, if somebody is seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service that you do not provide that's not listed within your service profile and you decline the job, or if they're requesting a service outside of your service radius that is not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you are automatically not charged. If a call were to slip through the cracks, there is recourse. We do have the ability to go in. We have access to the call recordings, as do you, as does Google, and we would simply say, hey, this one doesn't meet the qualifications of an actual qualified call, and we need to dispute it, and Google allows us to get the money back on that. Okay?
Okay. I've got a couple questions about leads.
Yep.
Is now a good time to ask them?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So first question would be, How many other companies are these guaranteed leads that we get going out to?
So the lead, it's not your typical lead source, how you're thinking. Have you done Angie's or Thumbtack or any of those?
Angie, and that's why I'm asking this question.
Sure. Okay, perfect. That gives me a frame of reference. I appreciate you sharing that with me. So with Angie's, what Angie's does is Angie's is some of Google's biggest clients, Aaron. So they purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads section. That's pay-per-click. And then they will list, like, top 25 fencing contractors in Sacramento. And when the consumer clicks on that, they're clicking actually to HomeAdvisor or Angie's List, and then Angie's List is determining where that lead goes. They're not qualifying it. They're not making sure it's an actual human. They're not doing anything. They're saying, hey, guys, here's a phone number or a possible lead. Good luck. And they're charging your account, whether or not you ever even speak to the client. I'm doing air quotes, right?
Yeah.
So this program is designed, Google actually built this program to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So the most important thing for you to notice here is the clients are contacting you directly from the Google Guaranteed section. They're not calling us and we're saying, hey, this looks like it might be a good, lead for the guys over here. Let me shoot this over to you and good luck with that. No. Client has gone to Google, looked in the Guaranteed section, looked at your profile, read your accolades, read your reviews, looked at your website, got comfortable with you, and determined that they want to connect with you directly. When that phone rings, you know that it's an LSA Google Guaranteed lead because it says so on the Whisper feature right before you pick up the phone, as well as on the caller ID, and it is a live human being on the other end of the phone requesting your services. So to answer your question, there's 20 providers in the Google Guaranteed section. Any number of them could have their leads on or off depending on, you know, hours of the day or different, they may be booked out. They may have their leads paused for a number of reasons, but you don't rotate off the Google Guaranteed section. When your leads are off, you simply go down to the very bottom of the section. You're not being optimized at the top because your leads are off. You're not accepting leads at that moment.
So that still didn't answer my question. So potentially, does that mean that a person that goes onto the Google Guaranteed section, we could potentially be the 20th company that they've contacted?
I mean, technically, yes, you could be. The answer to your question is yes, you could be the 20th company that they've contacted. But if that's the case, which the numbers don't show that that's usually how it works. The numbers show that most consumers are going to call between 2 and 3 providers, especially in that section, because they trust the Guaranteed section on Google. And again, if they're contacting you while your leads are off, then they're contacting you through your direct phone number. They're not contacting you through the Google Guaranteed call tracking number because your leads are off. So therefore, you wouldn't get charged for that lead if you're the 20th person that they've called.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I asked that question is because we've signed up for a program with Angie where supposedly we're getting leads that we just automatically pay for the lead no matter what happens with it.
Yes.
And supposedly we're supposed to be the only ones getting that. And then we'll go out to meet a client and they'll be like, oh, this is like the third or fourth company that Angie sent our way.
Yes. And that's how Angie's works. And I understand that dilemma and I understand what you guys have gone through with that. So this is the thing is Google also understands what you guys have been through with that because Google is the one that sells them the ad spend. So Google created this section on Google, the Google Guaranteed section for you, the small to medium business provider, not the large corporation. So companies like Angie's can't even list in the Guaranteed section on Google because they've reserved it for you guys, just like the local map section. Now, it would be ignorant to think that a consumer isn't going to call a minimum of at least 2 providers if they're looking to actually get the work done, right? They're going to want to compare and contrast.
If they want to be intelligent about it.
Exactly. That's why I said, it would be ignorant for us to believe that you're the only one that they're ever going to call, and I would never promise you that, but it does put you in the top echelon in the best section on the first page of Google with the best qualified clients, because the statistics show over the last 6 years that Google Guaranteed's been in beta and live that these calls, these actual clients show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead out there.
Okay. And unless they call us first and then I get to go out and meet them and they fall in love with me and then they don't call anyone.
I can see how that would happen in a heartbeat, just like you guys have fallen in love with me. You know, game recognizes
absolutely.
Game.
I was actually about to say they fall in love with my giant fluffy beard. Is that the same for you?
Absolutely. And my flaming red hair.
My beard is red.
My hair is fire engine red. So it does tend to attract a lot of attention, but it goes with my personality. So
very nice.
Yeah.
Red haired personality always goes well with red hair.
Right?
I like that. So my partner Jason's like cracking the whip. He's like, "Hey man, we really got to get on this project because we actually just pulled up to a small fence project we're doing today."
Uh-huh.
So is there any other pertinent information you need to share with me?
No, this is it. You know, the long and the short of it. It is month to month. There's no contract. If you sign up for it, you give it a go. You absolutely hate it, which I have not run into yet. Then there's no contract. There's no long-term commitment. When you pause the campaign, financially is where it stops. You pause it with $282 in it. You pause it for 6 months. That budget continues to roll over. There's no automatic monthly charge on it. Once you unpause it, then we're going to exhaust that budget for you. Before the budget is recharged, we are connecting with you directly. So there's no like automatic charges on stuff like this. It does give you the steady flow and you are in complete control of it. So.
Okay. So hold on. Let me figure out in my brain how to phrase this next question. My final question for this phone call. Actually, it's a two-parter. So number one, so we only actually get charged for the lead if the client decides that they contact us.
If the client contacts you and is requesting quote over the phone and you give quote over the phone, or if the client contacts you and you set an appointment to give the estimate face-to-face, those are the two instances that make it a qualified call.
Oh, wonderful. Then the other part of that question is, we've gotten quite a bit of phishing calls on Angie where it really feels to me like it's competitors looking, trying to find out our price.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, my partner has spent a lot of time disputing those leads,
mm-hmm.
and Angie is not great with disputing.
Right.
No matter how
mm-hmm.
much of a raw deal we get, they limit it to like 3 disputes a month or something.
Right. Super
so
familiar.
How does Google handle that?
Well, so Angie's not recording those phone calls. Angie sees, connected call, 3 minutes, 30 seconds, or, you know, 32 seconds, or whatever the case is. They're not recording those calls. That's why Google put in the call tracking system, and all those calls are recorded with AI listening for those specific reasons. It's for dispute purposes, because they only want you to pay for the qualified calls that meet that specific criteria. Okay?
Okay.
And you have us on your team. So you don't have to dispute, all that stuff. You or your partner could literally say, "Hey, listen, just to make sure, these phone numbers right here are all unqualified calls. They don't meet the mark." You could text that in. You could email that in. You could call that in. We're going to go through. We're going to double check. We're going to listen. We're going to make sure nothing's been charged. And if anything had been, which is very rare, then we go ahead and dispute it on behalf of the company for you. You don't have to fight the fight. We do it.
Okay. Well, I ain't going to lie. You make this sound really good, which means you're real good at your job.
Thank you.
Which I appreciate.
I'm passionate about it because I believe it.
Oh, that's great. I'm also real good at my job, and so is my partner, Jason.
That's beautiful.
We're going to do a little more due diligence, a little more
mm-hmm.
research, and then we'll see what we find and hopefully get back to you.
Okay, so I should wait for you to call me, or I should try to connect with you guys again?
Yeah, this is one of those don't call us, we'll call you times.
Okay, got it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy, with an IE.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.